Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPM share number 124. We're talking about ways to work on the physical sexual intimacy with one's wife. Of course, as we mentioned all along, there needs to be a tremendous focus on the emotional needs of your wife and the spiritual needs of your wife, and to be the best husband possible in all seasons, in all tekufos. Whether your wife is in a good mood or not, whether she's in the need the period or not, it goes without saying. And anything we talk about, or we've talked about recently or in the past about the physical sexual aspects, it's never an isolated part of one's life with one's wife. It's always connected to the whole human being and the whole relationship. And one needs to keep that in mind always as we talk about it. It's very important to know that. But it is important to focus as well on the sexual aspects and the physical intimate aspects. And you could be growing in this area, whether you're 20, 40, 60, it makes no difference. And you learn this not from Chas V'Shalom, not good sources, or the outside world. You learn it from healthy places, really professional places, from mentors or teachers that have done research on this, sex therapists that are from or that have their heads on straight and understands Taras HaMishpacha and things like that and understands these dynamics. There's a maturity about it. From those people and those sources, it's important to learn about your own body, but to learn about your wife's body, female body, anatomy, understanding how things work. Working with your wife regarding this, discovering together what kind of bodily touches she enjoys, and building familiarity that reduces the anxiety and increases pleasure. And accept the fact that your wife's body changes. Accept the fact that her desires will fluctuate. A woman goes through many, many transitions due to monthly cycles, due to pregnancies, due to childbirth, due to menopause, due to it happens sometimes, hysterectomies, or whatever it is. You're forever learning. It's a process. Be humble about it, and with each other, learn and be open. And like every other subject, you know, some people are hyper-focused on it, and they just think about sex too much. That's not healthy. We talked about that. You can't have a single focus just on that. If you do that in your marriage, and you just view your wife in those terms, it will not, you know, it will deteriorate. You have to focus on this, but always as a totality, as a human being, like we just mentioned before. But the focus on this, when in the right context, is indeed healthy. And you practice. You practice. If you have an issue with premature ejaculation, you work through it. You talk to a doctor. You start out slow sometimes. You figure it out how to limit yourself sometimes. Hold off genital touch in the beginning, maybe. You talk to your wife, you practice on trying to stimulate her and learn what makes her feel good. Kissing also requires practice. For some people, passionate kissing for some couples is natural. For many, it's not so natural. Sometimes a wife may not enjoy it initially, neither may the husband sometimes. And don't assume your wife likes the way you kiss her. But don't take it personally if she prefers something a different way or she didn't like something, and then you have to adjust. So you adjust. And that is the idea. It's important that to allow her to be free of expression, allow her to express things without and not make ever make light of the needs that she needs or the things that make her comfortable or uncomfortable. Always treat that with respect and allow her to try things, what she wants, allow her to guide you in what she would want. Sometimes they just don't feel comfortable enough with you, especially if you don't treat her properly in other areas of life, or you don't give her enough respect, then she will be more inclined to hold back sexually, or to, even if you have the intimate life, to be reserved about it. So even with kissing and in whatever, touching, whatever it is, you need to work with her and be open with her and really focus on what she needs and try, encourage her to try different things, massages, whatever it is that it takes. It's an idea of taking responsibility. like we said last time, the sexual aspects has a fun aspect to it, but also has a serious aspect to it. And it's really important to understand and communicate what you each desire. Accept responsibility for your own sexual desires. Accept responsibility regarding her. Realize that she has a right to her own body. It's her body. And it's okay to want to give pleasure to each other and receive pleasure, but even receiving can be giving. You can be very unselfish about it. And ironically, the more unselfish you are, the more pleasant the experience will be. And you work with each other on the differences. When you have a great sexual relationship, that means you're trying to fulfill both your needs. It can't be dictated by one person. You know, people don't think about negotiating about sex or working it through. We just think naturally, we make this mistake that either it clicks or it doesn't. And if it doesn't click, husbands, unfortunately, and we talk to the wives on their end. So again, a lot of things we say is a two-way street, but we have to look at ourselves. Very often we have very unrealistic expectations. We believe that it's supposed to click naturally. And if a wife resists it or it seems not so happy about it, it's her fault, or she's just cold, or she doesn't have a desire. All this is usually not true. Just like with every part of the marriage, you have to work on it. And you work on compromises, you work on negotiating, you work on working through things. When it comes to the sexual experience, even as you're having intimate relations, you work on compromises, you with wisdom, you work with each other. And again, with you ask a shayla, sometimes, even though normally in halacha it's brought down, it's discouraged to have intimacy by day or in the mornings. In some situations, we mentioned this in the past, then you want to ask a shayla, you ask a shayla. But if a wife works full-time and with the kids or whatever it is very tired in the beginning of the night and is not the ideal time for her to be intimate, and she says basically that I need a couple of hours sleep, and then later in the evening I'm more refreshed and that's the best time for me to be intimate. And in the spring, summer time, usually sometimes it could happen that they, you know, you go to sleep at an earlier time, wake up at 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. That's when the wife wants to be intimate. And sometimes it's already light outside. You ask a shayla. Most places will say, bayis afel, you know, make sure the shades are drawn or whatever it is and do what you need to do. But then you should do that. Whatever it is that it works on that type of thing, of course, halachically, we're not talking halacha, you ask a shayla. But there are many, many, many heterim that the Rabbanan will give you to be intimate during the daytime, or on vacations as an example, where sometimes at night you're tired or you're in the mood of being with each other in the afternoon. They'll be moderate with no problem whatsoever, you know, as long as it's a bayis afel type of thing. You use your common sense with these things. Don't be from on anyone's cheshbon, and certainly not on your wife's cheshbon. You work these things through. And sometimes also to respect each other's feelings. Sometimes a husband may want something's done. Let's put aside all the halachic aspects of it for a moment. Let's assume just for this conversation we're having now that you ask the paisik, or you know halachically something is permitted, even though it seems, you know, unusual or experimental or very different, and halacha allows it, if as long as a wife agrees to it and everything. Let's just make an assumption for now that certain sexual acts and things and that you want to play out with your wife, or you want that your wife to do for you, is halachically permitted. Even so, even if you have that heter and you have that more loose interpretation of things, and you have that leeway to be very liberal when it comes to sexual expression, you have to have respect for your wife. Sometimes she's uncomfortable with something. You have to do nothing that will violate her at the expense of her, ever. You negotiate differences that are respected. There are things she may not be crazy about, but she's willing to do, that you could try. But things that are really bothering her or she has trouble with it, you have to let it go. You have to be patient with her. Never pressure her. You know, you work out with each other. You may disagree on certain aspects of the sexual aspects. You may have differences with each other. So you work through it. So I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios of common differences that are to be negotiated when having sex. So the idea is, again, I like to initiate or I like my spouse to initiate. You work out those differences. Now, again, we said that if you have schedules and intimacies, that makes it easier because then there really is no pressure on the initiation of it if you already have things scheduled. But there are times that are not scheduled. You could arrange with each other that even though we have set times, that between ourselves we agreed to be intimate with one another, whatever, how many nights a week that you decided as a couple, but also to leave it open on other nights when one or both are in the mood, and you have to work with each other on it. It's always healthy if one of them always initiates and the other one never or very rarely, then it's something that needs to be worked on. So if a husband never initiates and the wife does, he needs to work on initiating. Now, what happens if the wife doesn't initiate ever? So you can't pressure her either. But again, you work through things, you work through classes, you're menschlich with everything. You explain in a nice way how important it is to you. And usually they'll be forthcoming. You have to know exactly how to work it out. The common difference, again, is on the timings of it. Like I mentioned, there's some women that just simply are way too tired in the evening hours or the early evening hours, and they need sleep first. And then you run into the problem sometimes of sometimes being intimate during the daytime, which, again, you ask your Shaila, but you ask the Shaila. And when you get a heter, you take that heter. You know, people have different schedules and stuff. You work it through. And how to initiate, you talk to each other about that too. You could talk about it in advance. Some things are not appreciated. For example, if you're too aggressive, let's say you initiate certain things, like when it's not the normal time, and you do certain things and it's too much for your wife, she feels it's too forceful, and she may get turned off by it or even be frightened in a way from it. And you know, you need to talk to her about it. That even ask her openly, you know, I sometimes feel I need to initiate. You know, on the wife's side, we talk about the importance, how to accept it with gracefully, these initiations. Even if she has to say no at a particular time, to be very gracious about it, set up a time that, you know, when she would be ready and open for it. You know, you work out these type of differences with each other, but you could talk to her about it. And you ask her, you know, when I initiate, how would you want me to go about it? When would you want me to go about it? How would you want me to touch you or talk to you when I'm in the mood and I want to initiate and I'm not sure whether you do or don't, what to do, how to go about it, you know? And you could talk, it's better perhaps when you're in the intimate point with each other to talk about that then, meaning when you're already physical and you're in bed before, after, and then you could talk more graphically, openly, and she could say, you know, if you initiate, you can't just grab me like this. I want you to touch me this way or that way. You know, you could talk more in the actual physical detail of how you would normally initiate when you try. That would be okay with your wife to try. That way she won't get caught off guard. Sometimes what I think happens, you know, that if you try something to initiate and you're overly excited and it's not the right time, it could backfire. Now, there are times it doesn't mean it's a crime. You know, if she's not up to it and you initiate. Okay, so on the wife's side, we could teach her, and we do talk about it, how to be graceful when it's not the right time in a subtle way. And then she makes up for it later. You know, if you have a loving relationship, you will do that. But at the same time, you know, you work out where she understands what it is, and you, as a mature adult, sometimes she will right away, you know, comply and be happy with it. There's sometimes where it's talking not the right time, and she'll postpone it a little bit, and you work through with that. You could also talk openly with her when you want her to initiate towards you. And have discussions about it. Tell her, this makes me feel good. Ask her, you know, tell her when she's in the mood or she's up to it to, you know, you could initiate. And this is what you could do. And you could talk about it. And then when she does initiate, it's very important, husbands, if it happens and when it happens, to do your best to be very agreeable and allow it, even if you're tired, you're not in the mood, whatever it is, if she's in the mood, you do your best to accommodate her. So these are a few differences to be negotiated, and we're going to talk Be'ez Hashem more about this in the upcoming shir. Bracha v'atzlacha.